Ask ChatGPT who I should invite to explain green tea. It just gave one answer. It said that I should invite my very good friends, and as I can, I officially say, the friend of the GoDev room, Jesus again. And he gladly accepted. And he even came up with an actual presentation of a Go Gopher sitting in a race car drinking some green tea. So give a round of applause.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Well, welcome to Brew for Speed. This is a talk about the new green tea or garbage collector. So let me introduce myself a bit. I'm software engineer at Ona, that is an AI agent in the cloud. I'm an open source enthusiast and contributor. I really love open source. This is why Fosling is probably my favorite conference in the world. I'm a big fan of the knowledge of understanding things, how things work under the hood. Also, I'm a book author. I wrote Modern REST API Development in Go, but recently I started a blog about how things work under the hood. So if you, there's a series of posts about the compiler, another one about Postgres. I'm going to write another about file systems and about the Go runtime very soon. So yeah, that's me. We are going to talk here about the new green tea garbage collector. But for that, I want to start explaining how the current garbage collector, the garbage collector that is in the 1.25 version, it works. And then I'm going to talk a bit about the memory allocator, because I think it's interesting for understanding better how the green tea garbage collector works. And then I'm going to get into the real innovation behind the green tea garbage collector. Well, as always, this is something that I'm not in the Go team or something like that. I've just learned this by reading the code, exploring things, reading the documentation, all that stuff. So doing my investigation, doing my homework. So there's some simplification, so oversimplification of certain things, but I think it explained more or less how it works. So let's jump into the Go classic garbage collector, the one that is in the 1.25 version. The Go garbage collector, it's not super special in that sense. It's a regular mark and sweep garbage collector. It's a technique that is used in many other garbage collectors. The technique in mark and sweep is finding all the root objects, all the objects that are truly accessible for sure because they are global variables, for example, and start exploring them and finding and tracing objects, finding what objects point to another object, etc., and marking them. And whenever you finish marking everything, whatever isn't being reached, whatever isn't being marked, it's unreachable, so you can swipe that. So that's the mark and sweep algorithm. Let's see here. This is an example of how it will work. The first thing is those root objects. Those root objects come from global variables and the stack of the Go routines. So it is going to scan the stacks of all the Go routines, scans all the global variables, and try to find objects that points to something. And for example, imagine that we have two alive root objects, and they have two pointers. So it's going to say, oh, I have two objects here that I have to scan. Because I need to scan those objects, and can be many, what I'm going to do is accumulate those objects in a work stack. It's important to understand that that's a stack, because it's a last in, first out, and that gives the mark phase of the garbage collector certain properties. So let's trace how it goes. I found these two objects, I put those two objects in the stack. So I pick from the top of the stack, and I take that object. So I start scanning that object. While I'm scanning that object, I found this other one. So I put that in the stack. And